August 4th, 2016, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. From Pedro Show in Pedro, but now with Brother Matt still indisposed with his teaching schedule. It'll change in the fall. Until then, you got Watt, but not man alone, because with me, Chris Schlarb, special guest.
Yeah.
Talk about, we started off the show, John Coltrane, Eric Dolphy, warming up in April 63, little piece. And then from the new album, Psychic Temple 3.
Yep.
Don't Try. You know, Don't Try. Have you been to Mr. Bukowski? Yeah, it says that on.
Yeah.
Does that have something to do with it?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Tabor wrote the, you know, Tabor.
Drummer man.
Yeah, he wrote the lyrics for that tune. We were working on it together, and we really wanted to kind of like, almost like some weird, like, Burt Bacharach style, like, duet, like, male-female, back and forth.
Raindrops.
You know, like, some what Lee and Nancy.
Oh, Hazel.
You know, type
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. What's it called? Boots are made. No. Jackson. That's yep, where they got right? the duet.
So, okay. Yeah, we were kind of, you know, kind of like...
channeling that vibe.
Yeah, and then I'd been... I think my wife and I had actually been out to my wife's dad is buried in the same cemetery.
Green Hills.
Yeah.
It's across from the Navy housing where I came to in Pedro.
Okay.
Now it's all leveled. They're putting in some... The guy wanted, like, thousands of condos and stuff, yeah. you know. Of course, he was going to live there.
Right.
But I think they gypped him down to 600. But everything that I grew up, when I first came to California, is gone.
Right, right.
Just plowed.
Yeah.
The streets were named after sailors or something like that. Street, everything. Yeah, gone. Yeah. Just like Dee Boone's Park Western Project, they just reinvent it.
Right.
Completely.
Yeah.
I mean, just antiseptic. Okay, so.
Yeah, so we were out there.
Pop, your father-in-law.
Yeah, yeah. We were out there, and, you know, we went by Bukowski's grave, and I remember there was, like, wine bottles and cigarette butts, and it's like a mecca,
Jim Morrison
right?
in yeah. France and in Paris.
Right,
like,
right.
All yeah. this stuff, like gift, tribute.
Yeah, and I just remembered, like, I felt like Don't Try was such a, like, powerful statement.
Yeah, he had a poem called that, too.
Yeah, and I read... And
there's a little boxer man on there.
Right, yeah,
I think
yeah.
when he was younger, he boxed.
Right, yeah. But I just kind of, like, I did a bunch of reading and thinking about that, and I just really loved that kind of, that I don't know, where he was coming from.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He said his last 14 years were in Pedro, and his wife Linda still lives a few blocks from here. And he said what he liked about Pedro was he was kind of... plain spoken. The people were what they seemed.
Yeah.
So he liked that.
That's hard to find, man.
Richard Meltzer said the same thing, but that's why he moved to Portland.
Yeah.
Let's talk about number three. I mean, Psychic Temple, this is the third time out. How's it different than the other two?
Yeah, I started writing more songs, like singing them myself. You know, the first record, like, you know, you were on yeah. that one, and it's all four long instrumental yeah. tunes. And then the second record was sort of like half instrumental, half vocal, but other yeah. people were singing the tunes.
Yeah.
And this time around, I felt like, all right, you know, I'm just always wanting to challenge myself, and I want to stay in the same place.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, what am I afraid of? I'm afraid of singing, being in front, and kind of exposing myself.
Yeah.
So let me do it.
Now it's just a ringleader and guitar man.
Right.
Okay. Tune-driven.
Yeah.
And maybe some narrative or stories.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know, there's...
I mean, in a word sense.
Right.
Of course, musically, there could be stories, too. But
yeah. Yeah, there's definitely... It was a challenge, you know, to like, write songs, to, like, have them try to mean something, to find new ways in comparison to what I was writing, which was just... all based around, like, melody and chord progressions and textures and, you know, instrumentation.
Musical device.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, all right, well, let me, let's find some
new
challenges.
What about as far as putting it together?
Yeah, I mean, you know, so when we did that session together
yeah.
Out in Alhambra,
yeah.
like, we booked basically, like, 4 days in that house.
Yeah.
And we did, like, all the rhythm section tracking.
What's the name of that pad?
The Dank Pad.
Yeah, Dank.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dank.
Nobody lives there anymore, man. All those cats, like, you know, they've all scattered, you know.
Wow.
Tabor and Danny and Ema, they all moved to Long Beach now. But we did some
Holden pattern.
Yeah. we did some good music there.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had like those 4 days, we recorded tons of stuff and you know,
so there was a lot of editing.
You know what? There wasn't too much actually.
You had more than an album worth, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Had to call the herd.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, only the strong survive, you know.
The tweet and the chafe.
Yeah.
brutal reality.
This is survival of the fittest, man, right? It's like you...
Oh, I heard about Mr. Freak and the guy who did Exorcist.
Yeah.
Was the thing that started with the Pedro, with Vincent Thomas Bridge, what was that? Live and Die?
Oh, yeah, To Live and Die in L.A.
Yeah, these bungee cording. Right. That's our bridge.
Right.
And I heard he had miles of film.
Right.
He'd have several cameras going for the same scenes. And,
right.
Wow.
I love Friedkin, man. Did you read his autobiography?
No, but he had some
incredible.
Serious struggles, yeah. Right?
And just some funny shit, too. He talks about, like, bribing, like, a New York City, like, official so they could shoot some, like, chase scene.
Well, I've seen that with Orson Welles.
Yeah.
Some of these guys, had to...
grease the palms.
Right.
Right.
Fly by the seat of the pants.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know, that whole thing, that form of artistic expression is... I mean, we talk about the director, but actually it's huge ensemble work.
I love that.
Kate got an Oscar for the newest Mad Max sound.
Right.
But she said, man, you're part of this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's
like theater, which is wonderful, and that's why I like making music that way. You know,
ensemble.
I like, yeah.
You yeah, put but with this guy together. Here, you kind of blended.
Yeah.
Right? You took the... Well, you were going to have the guy who says, here's the tune and stuff, but then people come on and Aiden and Beth.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about this tune here, Neon Belly, we're going to play next?
That, you know what? I write a lot of tunes. I like watching people fight, like mixed martial arts. And I used to love boxing. I watched boxing with my grandfather. Yeah. So I'm a big like UFC fan and whatnot. And I write so much
music.
Wasn't
there a big deal?
Yeah.
Like
$4 billion they just
stole. Some management maybe involved with Mike Jackson or something.
Yeah.
$4
billion. Yeah.
For not just a team, but a whole...
The whole franchise, right? All the fighters and
enchilada.
Everything. But I wrote that tune.
I don't think that's ever happened before.
Not on that scale.
But they're banking on, you know, the little figurines they can send. I mean, the whole dealio, video games.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so this has something to connection.
Yeah, yeah. I write a lot of music watching fights. There's some weird, subliminal thing where I'll just sit there with my guitar and I'm watching a fight.
Yeah.
And I'm not thinking about... writing,
conscious.
And then tunes come.
Yeah.
I probably wrote half of the songs on Psyche Temple 3 watching people beat each other.
Right.
You know? So Neon Belly, that's another one Tabor wrote the lyrics for, and we were just rapping, and I said, hey, look, you know, Neon Belly is a play on words. It's like a jujitsu move. Neon Belly.
Yeah. Pun.
Yeah. So it's like Neon...
Funny, the drummer man, I think... I know... 13th Floor Elevators.
Yeah.
Because Rocky didn't really write that many words yet. Tommy was his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Rush.
Right.
The second drummer.
Yeah, Neil.
Starts writing all the words.
Right.
That's a trippy place for words to come from.
Yeah.
I guess Don Henley writes some words.
Right. Fuck that guy, man.
Okay, but is Tabor really big... boxing UFC fan?
I mean, he started coming over and we watched
a lot
of them together.
Okay, so he just brought that over to his spiel,
right?
Developing experience. Okay.
And to me, there's I like a lot of the tunes to have multiple meanings,
layer.
You know?
Yeah.
And to me, like, the idea of Neon Belly was like both the fighting side of like the overt, like two people in a cage fighting.
Yeah.
But then there's also this thing of like, the Neon Belly is also like Las Vegas. It's like this kind of like...
Also, like with wrestling, the feud.
Right, yeah.
And in wrestling, professional wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of parallels.
Well,
man.
The feud really... Yeah, maybe boxing too. Well, they play it up for sure for promotion.
Yeah.
But in wrestling, the beefs, the feud, they're the main...
Totally. The baby face, right? Like, they have all the same...
The heels.
The heel, right? Yeah. You play it up, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And... Actually, for all the things they say, fake, quote-unquote, about professional rap, they still take blows.
Oh.
Those guys end up hurting really bad.
Big time, man.
So let's listen to Neon Belly.
All right.
From the restless time. like a newborn child. Wish I was a headline on some western train. Quartet,
coffee and charcoal there. Dreaming of the pine needles waiting for my next step. Hallucinating wonders, drying out like Bernadette. And on their way from Saratoga, they burn. Capture Bemis Heights. Talking in tongues, they couldn't get to me on time. Forced to retreat, I turned and ran to safety in the pines. Their way from Saratoga, they burn our fields, they burn our
We'll be right back.
they call you fair. Walking after dark, what a day, what a day. Siren in the dark, back in with your walk, back in the day. Moving like you do, shot in the day. What a day.
Okay, spot for Pedro. That was Neon Belly, fight inspired tune. Psychic Temple, Lemon Kittens with Coasters. After that, found all my old Lemon Kittens. I love it. James Williamson, Brand New with Petra Hayden doing Blues Jump the Rabbit. Petra's brother Spain,
Josh Hayden with Spain doing Battle of Saratoga after that. King Champion Sounds new album, Old Chaddox Hides in Abenham Park. That must be something English. Disciplina Kichma, Belgrade with Koya doing Javno Veselje. Omar Rodriguez Lopez, brand new, Running Away. You know about his new plan?
Mm-mm.
Next 6 months, 12 albums.
I did hear about that.
Yeah, every 2 weeks, a new fucking
Holy
solo
shit.
Album.
That's hardcore, man. I thought I was putting out a lot of records.
He's going to put out 12 solo. You know, he's dad bursts like this
yeah,
before,
yeah.
But this is the big daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
12 of them.
Wow.
He'll do stuff, too, like where he'll write all the guitar and won't play it. He'll ask John Frusciante to play it. Mm-hmm. There's a Mars LaVolta album like that.
Yeah.
He asked John to do all his parts.
Yeah.
He's wild ass.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. He is hard charger. And duo Decibel System with What a Day, brand new Stefano Palia, Ada, Mr. Tom Tobacco, Human Ohm. That's a new album. And finally, brand new album from Space out of England, Killswitch, Brother Phil. Okay, back to Psychic Temple number 3. So it was all recorded in 4 days.
Pretty much, yeah.
And some then I overdubs.
Some overdubs. I did a couple tunes at Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals with, like, got David Hood playing
right,
bass
right.
And
the
Spooner Oldham.
House people.
Yeah, yeah. That was a that
so
was
So that
blast.
Was a little road trip.
I was out there
tune
on tour.
Called Road Trip.
A road song, yeah.
Road
they're
song.
They're
on
that.
Do that on the, that's what I was figuring.
Yeah.
So we'll hear that in the third hour, people. But okay, so but most here, Alhambra at the
yep.
Dank Pad.
The Dank Pad.
And then some out-of-state experience. Then you brought it home. You added some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep, did
and
some
then
overdubs.
You mixed it where? At the
I mixed
pad?
It at home.
Yeah,
I mixed
okay.
it at home.
That's what you can do nowadays, people.
Right.
A lot of the music you hear on this show is like that, homebrew.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's possible now. It
yeah.
sounds good.
Yeah.
It's also Econo.
It is Econo, man. Yeah.
Way more Econo than the old dude. I remember it's 20 years now since Volhog. About maybe 21, huh?
Wow.
And Cherokee by Fairfax High, Melrose and Fairfax, $1,500 a day. Whew, you believe that?
I mean, I just
and that was kind of an Econo thing.
Right? I mean, I just opened a studio in Long Beach, my own new spot. You know, the spot that we did the music for Airports was in Inglewood.
Yeah.
That was I was just a partner there, but I just, yeah. my wife and I just opened a spot in Long Beach.
What part?
North Long Beach.
Okay.
And we're charging $300 a day. We're trying to keep it like super Econo, like, you know, we want people to come in there and just play good music.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're busy every day and you're doing good stuff, like, you don't have to gouge people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not an elitist enterprise.
Right.
Like, we're in the creative
arts. This is all post Psychic Temple.
That's
three.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
But still, same ethic.
Yep.
Same
yeah.
ethic. Even going out of state, even going to that famous old studio.
Yeah.
I don't know, people, if you know, but a lot of stuff you've heard on the radio has been recorded there.
David Hood, man. I mean, I got some of my favorite bass players in the world
yeah.
on this record, like you, Shattuck, playing upright, wow. Stewart, David
yeah.
Hood. I mean,
Stewart,
you know, that guy was, like, playing with Otis Redding and the Staples
yeah.
singers.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. I mean, a lot I mean, came out.
Holy cow. Amazing stuff.
What's the pad like inside?
It's cool, man. It's old. School,
yeah, yeah,
you know?
Sure.
Like, they still have the Wurlitzer there that Spooner played, like, you know, with Aretha, you know, because
yeah.
she did one tune there. You know, and then they had this like blow up, and then she went back to New York and took all the musicians, right? They all went up to Atlantic. But
wow.
it's got this real like amazing, it's all like old wood and whatnot uh-huh. inside and kind of big cavernous sort of space. And
you high just, roof over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, real high.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a thing when you walk through.
The sound is kind of tight.
It's super tight. It's super tight. It's a lot of dynamic mics, I think,
okay.
you know, but. I mean, you walk through the lobby, man, there's this sign over the door jamb, and it says, like, through this door walk some of the greatest musicians and songwriters in the world. And I was like, let me walk through this shit a couple times.
Yeah, it reminds me of Bernard Purdy.
Yeah.
You know, this drummer
oh,
man.
Yeah.
Well, when you hire him, I read the Steely Dan. Somebody gave me a Steely Dan book.
Yeah.
Like, he's Royal Scam, a lot of the drummers.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, when you hire him, he comes in with signs.
Yeah.
He puts them by his drum kit. You've hired the hit maker.
The hit maker,
you've
that's right.
Yeah, you've hired the man, you know, and all this stuff. Like,
yeah.
Just in case you have any doubts, you know, Mr. Purdy.
Dude,
forces.
Home at Last, you know, that Steely Dan tune?
Well, what do they call it? He's got a shuffle that's
his. The Purdy Shuffle, right. Man. That is... It's
so he's got some strange stories, too. He claims to be on some Beatle albums.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's an album he's on where he's smoking... Actually, Last Poets made a Casablanca album.
Oh, okay.
It's called Garden of Earthly Delights or something like that.
And he's playing drums on it?
Yeah, he's what? Bad. Some guy named Matt. He was some homeless guy. He played the bass and guitar. They never saw him again after the recording, that story goes.
Wow.
One side of the album is tunes, but the other side is his opera in three parts called Beyond Dirt. And it's about the djinn, you know.
Yeah.
They're the only ones left, and they build a robot that's
yeah.
going to go up and kill God or something.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't make it. Last Poets was trippy. If you can imagine
right.
a Casablanca, this is the label of
right.
Kiss.
Yeah,
Don
yeah.
Summer. P-Funk, and there is, and Bernard Purdy's a drummer on it.
Yeah.
He is playing so good, and he's
wow.
got a lot of that shuffle thing out.
Yeah, I got it.
And it jams. It's not always a slow thing when he does that.
Yeah.
But it's signature.
Damn.
And I think that's what we're all trying to do doing music. Somehow, you can play with anybody, and you aid and abet to playing with them, but they can still tell it's you.
That's right.
An incredible skill or balance and whatever.
Yeah.
That thing to develop. And you know what I mean? I think the kind of cliche or stereotype of the session guy is, yeah, what do you want me to be? You know?
Right.
You know, thinking Mick Mars. You know, you want the fog hat mustache, yeah, yeah. you want the black outfit. What do you want? What
right.
do you want me to?
Right. Who do you want? Yeah.
But then there's this other thing is like, wow, look what I get to work with.
Right.
And they don't want some piece of clay to be molded. They want somebody who has signature. But, I mean, that's all a trip.
Yeah, that's what I love.
The session thing is so scary in a way because you really want to do good for the cat. You got to learn the tune. You got to come up with a part. And then you got to execute it.
Right.
And with the bass, usually you're the last dude, so everybody's got their arms folded looking at
right,
you.
Yeah.
It's so fucking scary. But you were a good experience to work with. Not such a... I remember Flea told me once, maybe he was doing trumpet, or somebody was, and then like Fish, the drummer for Fishbone was
yeah.
like, oh, come on, get it together.
Yeah.
There was a lot. So it was pressure cooker
wow.
time.
Yeah, I try to avoid that shit on a recording session, right? It's like, I don't know in a situation where that's ever made anyone play better. Right? You know Orlando Greenhill, bass player from
yeah.
Long Beach?
Yeah.
We used to play in a group called Create Together. And I brought him in on a session one time. And the guy who, this was at a studio, that I won't mention who it was, but the guy who owned the studio came in while we were recording and started yelling at Orlando because he wasn't getting the parts. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm producing this record. What are you yelling at?
Little side mouse.
Yeah. I was just like, what are you? Like,
well, there's some people,
not,
their character,
right.
like one of these guys running for office, you know, they can't help themselves. They
right.
just got to start blurting.
I know. Yeah.
And we're at the end of the first hour. But that case is kind of kind of tragic. Yeah, all the way around.
Right.
Pressure, damn. August 4th, 2016, Dishwalk Beatles Show, first hour, special guest, Chris Love. Hold tight for hour two. August 4th, 2016, it's second hour, Walk for Pedro Show.
I'm not far behind. Jersey boys and jerky girls. Jerky boys and jerky girls.
Take my life. Blade or butter knife. Take my life. Yielding a blade or a butter knife.
Jerky boys and jerky girls. Jerky boys and jerky girls. If a snake bite my skin, or just suck at the poison, or just suck at the poison. If a snake bite my skin, or just suck at the poison, or just suck. Jerky boys and jerky girls. My oyster and their pearl. Jerky boys and jerky girls. My oyster and their pearl. Jerky boys and jerky girls.
lights are on, midnight shift has begun. When they will have to answer, I hope they can justify about burning to them die. The most pointed out, hell's own chimney, the devil's playground. Now what can that be? Grows on the fence, the metal dark eye. Metal dark skies.
Watch for Pedro show. Start the second hour off. Brand new Psychic Temple. I'm not far behind.
Yep. Did that one with the Swampers. Tabor and I recorded the rhythm tracks here, and then David Hood and Spooner Oldham did their stuff in Muscle Shoals. And I was on like a solo tour a couple years back, and I just kind of made my way through there.
Making rounds.
Yeah. You know, I was like, all right, I got to stop here.
Did you book around it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And then I went to Fame, and then that same afternoon, I went across the bridge to Sheffield, Alabama.
Yeah.
And that's where 3614 Jackson Highway is. And that was where they had the Muscle Shoals Sound Studios. That was all the guys, all the Swampers. At some point, they left Fame, opened their own spot, and they did Lynyrd Skynyrd there, and Rolling Stones, and Cher, and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, Exile.
Right. Yeah. They did some Sticky Fingers stuff there, I think. Sticky Fingers. Yeah, like Wild Horses and stuff.
Right. Stories.
Yeah.
About
Jimmy Johnson. I mean,
no, Ry Cooder. Get invited to
jam.
And no one shows up. He's jamming for hours. You know, he's jamming along.
Yeah.
Puts the guitar, goes away.
Yeah.
Keith was recording the whole thing and used licks.
No shit.
I heard that comes from Ry.
That's funny, man. He's a master.
Yeah, he is. And I think Keith's getting a good at kiping.
Right.
And, Jimmy Page for sure. Anyway, they're all great musicians. I'm not going to bag on it. Jerks, GG Band. Unglued, the one-man boy band. Sinatra 4, Swarm of Bees. Gone, 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 the People's Blues of Richmond. Chris Murphy, new album. Vernon Tool and Die. Got to do a song called Blues for Bukowski with him and Steve Hodges.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. I saw Hodges playing with Mavis a couple weeks ago.
He's with Rick Colstrom. He's in a trio with him.
Yep.
And they've been back. In fact, the Connect was fucking Ry Cooder.
No shit.
Yes, he had this other band. They showed up late, and there was this guy with a paper bag and sunglasses on the side of the stage. It was fucking Ryan. He said, play with these cats, because they had this blues trio for a while now.
Right.
I can't remember the bass man's name, but it's Rick, who's originally in Alaska.
Dude, he's a great guitar player.
Yeah.
They were opening
for Dylan.
He was on the show,
Dylan. Good soul, too.
Yeah. They were opening for Dylan at the Shrine.
Okay.
And it was a trip, man. I took my son. We went to that gig. You know who else was in, like right across from us? Chris Tyner, who played trumpet on the date with us. But yeah, man, that was a great show.
Wow. You think he's wearing a wig? Because I remember this talk when he was younger.
Dylan?
They gave some prize. You look at you. You're all old. You're losing your hair.
Yeah, he had a hat on, man.
Yeah, I wonder if he's wearing
a
shower.
He had a hat and some like fucking cowboy boots on and shit.
You know,
like,
when I saw him, he was wearing a mariachi suit. He didn't play any guitar, only organ.
Yeah. He didn't play guitar at all. He played piano and some harmonica. He
played organ when I saw him. It was a outdoor festival.
He did a bunch of fucking Sinatra tunes. Kind of nailed them, actually.
I don't know. He's got a radio show, too, I've never heard. Fist to Face, Dream the Electric Sheep. They're getting home.
Yeah.
We're going to listen to that. What about that? That's got some... Who's on the bass there?
That's Anthony Shattuck playing double bass.
And doing just the 1/5.
Yep. Philip Glenn on violin on that tune.
We
cut that whole thing live, man. Other than the
vocals. It does sound like everybody in the same room.
Yep. Two guitars, double bass, two drums. And the hardest part of that tune is that tempo shift. We cut to 3/4 and slow the tempo down.
Yeah.
And then it comes back up.
Back into the...
That was fun to do. It was like some kind of, you know, Zeppelin 3 shit.
But also like dynamic playing together live.
Yeah.
Big time. But where'd the tube come from? Is it another Tabor?
Yeah, another tune that I worked on with Tabor. I think I wrote a verse and he wrote
like
a verse.
Like the Bernie Taupin? Oh, you split the words.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
a little different.
Yeah. I love Tabor, man. We've been playing together for so long. And when I was working on...
Big age difference, though, right?
10 years, something like that?
Well, yeah. Not that big.
Yeah. But, you know, it's crazy. Like, we've been working together
in the
for
old
like,
days, when you're younger, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
When you get less younger.
Yeah. It's like, who gives a shit, right? Yeah. But...
So you split verses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, let's listen.
All right.
How often And I'd be over by the time that it took to fill the tank up. Roll me over by 10, by 11, that made you blush. We were never concerned with the whys and wherefores of it. Hold on to the night. 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 Revolution, it came and it changed your ways of thinking. Change your coffee for tea, just watching what you're drinking. Take a photo of time, cause I know we won't get back. We were running, we were running, and we couldn't stop. We could not stop to see now what's happening. Hold on to the night. 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 I am warm. Be over by the time that it took to fill the tank up. Roll me over by 10, by 11, that made you blow. We were never concerned by the whys and wherefores of it.
Oh, remember my love. That object we saw last year, why it been in the bag, a carcass recline on a bed, some pebbles and stones. Legs were spread out like a lecherous whore, sweating out poisonous fumes, who opened his slick invitational style for sneaking the bastard woman. The sun, as rotten as focuses, rays to cover the desert to dawn. And rendered to nature a hundredfold gift of all she united in one. And the sky cast nigh in this marvelous moon as it overflowed in bloom. The stench was so wretched to dare in the grass. We nearly collapsed and swooned. The flies buzzed and droned on these bottles of filth. One army of maggots arose. Was flowed with a liquid indignant stream on the hand that rags the clothes. And it rose, and it fell, and it pulsed like a wave, rushing and bubbling without. One could say that this carcass, blown with gay breath, lived increasing itself.
It's been a great time.
Watch for Pedro Show. That's Getting Home by Psychic Temple. Off new album, Psychic Temple 3. Which I just got gate slate. There's two versions of the vinyl?
Yeah, yeah.
One's got the altar. Don't open up.
Yeah, and the other one's got the altar in it, so you could like open it up.
Yeah.
And you could pray to it whenever you listen to it.
That's good. Okay. The brand new from Lydia Loveless, More Than Ever. King Harvest in the Wait, their new album, The Night. Actually, their, what do you call that, debut. The Controversy, Live, 30 Horses Gently Weak. A Moment's Thought, that's out of Toledo. Other damn, The Carcass. The Bright Side's demo called Friend. That's got Tim, who used to be in a band called Gobblehoof.
Hmm.
Yeah, out of Western Mass. Some connection with Jay, Dinosaur.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what it is, but there's some kind of connection. Maybe the singer of Deep Wound. Charlie. I can't remember. Yeah, because Jay was actually a drummer. And Lou was the guitar man.
Oh, okay, right.
Drums
right.
was just some goof. Dinosaur was like just some joke. Yeah. Like Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Was the real band?
Yeah.
With Alan. And the joke band with the friend actually takes off.
Right, right.
That trip.
Comedy.
The best laid plans go awry. And then finally, Mr. Susan with Moo Replica Loop Steps Part 4. Okay.
What about that Spain tune you played earlier?
Josh's new album.
Danny Frankel's on that.
He's on the whole album.
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh was here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's on the whole album. In fact, because of that, and talking, I guess, after the show, Josh asked Danny and me to do some improvised thing on September 3rd here at Kansas, or 4th at Casa Hanzo in Pedro called Egua. He wants to do some proj where, you just improvise.
Yeah.
I know Danny's done tons of that. I don't think Josh has done a lot of that.
Yeah.
A lot of tune-driven stuff he's done. So I go back to with Josh to the Treacherous Jaywalkers when he's like teenager.
Right.
Yeah, known the Haydens a long time.
Right, yeah.
So good people, good music family. But Danny, I think originally DC, he's been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Got that one album where Jupiter's in every title.
Yep.
Incredible cat.
Yeah. We've done a lot of playing over the last year.
Have you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. He's all over Psychic Temple 4. We already wrapped that one.
What? But, don't tell me about it. I didn't know about Psychic Temple
4. Yeah, it's done already.
And what's that like?
It's kind of different. It's a little different. I mean, we did it almost more like Wrecking Crew style, where we had like, you know, seven people all playing live in the room together. Yeah. We had Danny playing percussion on every tune and Tabor playing drums.
Yeah, yeah.
We brought in Max Bennett, who played with like Joni and Zappa.
Sure.
He's old Wrecking Crew guy, you know, brought him in.
You know, Carol Kay, the bass lady.
Oh, yeah.
She claims that name was never used.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She's so mad at Hal Blaine in that book.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now, she's threatening with her own book. She said they were called the Clique. She said there was almost 90 of them.
Yeah.
She said there was only four or five guys.
She yeah.
There was
she's an interesting lady.
She claims to play bass on Bernadette. And Hank Jamerson.
Right.
She says all kinds, but you know, she is a badass.
Oh, yeah. I took a lesson from her.
Yeah.
I drove out to her house.
She was a guitar first.
Right. Yep.
She does them over Skype, I hear. Only if you're good enough, though.
Right, right. I went out to her house, man. I was like,
Well, like Oceanside?
It was Newhall.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right, right, Newhall. Right. She's moved. Yep. Okay. Yep. And what happened?
That was a trip, man. Like, I went to her and I said, hey, listen, treat me like I don't know anything, you know? And, just kind of like...
harmonic stuff is incredible.
Big time.
Recordings and voicings. And because, and you can tell on her phrases, on her bass.
She's amazing. You know, I got to rap with her for a bit while I was there, just sitting in her living room. And she told me something like, the only two people that she ever worked with who brought their own charts to sessions were Brian Wilson and Frank Zappa. She said those are like the only two. The artists themselves did their own.
I know Frank Zappa.
Right.
I didn't know Brian. He actually scored stuff out on piano.
Yeah.
Because he was bass in the band, but I don't know, think on any recordings. But
yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, you see, it's all when they're teenagers. And
right.
He's playing the bass.
Yeah. When you got Carol and people like that, man, it's like.
Oh, yeah. I think Glenn Campbell was the guitar.
Dude, he
But I heard he couldn't read.
Right.
It was all ear rock.
That's right. Yeah, but he's playing 12 string on Pet Sounds. That's Glenn Campbell, right. You know? Like, what?
And by that time, Brian's in the sandbox. Right? They built a new studio.
That's right.
He was telling me the story. There was a little box. The engineer thing was up. Yeah, and then there was Brian in the fucking sandbox.
That's right.
But, you know, I guess some... Murray was his pop? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some weird...
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to live his younger music life through them. Mm-hmm. And I've heard some spiel things, you know. Come on. Closer to the mic, Brian, like, whoa, Battleship. He's hollering through the mic, the headphones.
Yeah. They weren't too far from him, you know, just Hawthorne, man.
Yeah, like, but Hawthorne really ain't on the beach.
Right.
It ain't most of the beach. It's close enough.
Yeah, yeah.
You know who's from Hawthorne is the Red Cross guys.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, that guy, Emmett Rhodes. Remember him? You ever?
Yeah, yeah.
Scoped him?
You know, when we recorded, we weren't far from Hawthorne. I know it was Inglewood.
Right. That's right.
Was it on Hawthorne Boulevard?
Hop, skip, and a jump. Yeah.
Wow, what a trip about that kind of thing. We're at the end of the second hour, August 4, 2016 edition of Watt for Peter Show. Special guest, Chris Schlarb. Hold tight for hour three. August 4, 2016. It's the third hour. A Watt for Pedro Show.
Nagasaki, Fukushima, and Chernobyl. silent radiation neon death, suburban ennui, theater showtimes, shootings. They call me Dr. Faustus of the abandoned universe. I play with never-ending chain of paper dolls, your ghost, growing on sheets of clotheslines, buzzing flies in reactors. I trade with the devil, buy used souls and best minds. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Fukushima, and Chernobyl. Tomorrow, the Mississippi, Hudson, and San Andreas. Cement crumbles. Last gasp of living creatures on a dying planet. China to the Dead Sea. You'll never see me in the washed up garbage. Subatomic particles from the black flag of time. Open to the great fissures of the abandoned, down to where the sea claws gather the best minds of a generation, split the atom. Whitman sang, belonged to each. Now breathe the DNA air again. Split the cells, this spiral to instructions. Duplicate greed like radioactive cancer. Found the best minds in New Mexico. Boys' school, burros in short pants and pith helmet, chasing lizards in the sand. Man creates destruction with his hands. Apache dark eyes no more. Lands on the shore. Four strangers from the east, from the Rio Grande, a Moor, and three Spaniards in the 16th century. Now filled with energy lines and high wires, the gods, modern icons, the landscape, in the mountains and in rivers, the crown, the cross, the conquistadors, forevermore, sea-wired icons marching in place. Scientists smash particles like angry kids at play, and the devil opens prison doors, knows the price of soul and drugs, and white lab coats throw frisbees, and know the equations of the abandoned planet of catastrophe, in the zone of no choice, nothing but hands, and the sounds of millennials down the street saying awesome and amazing, and in the sea, dolphins with brains as large as ours, poached elephants and lions, soldier, liquidator, criminal minds, when karma of coyote piss is bottled for perfume, vodka is made of bleach and kerosene, and keeps the skin from sticking to the pillows in Belarus at night. Darkness comes over the game of win. Win? Win against whom? The atom of physics or the universe of nothing? Sports in the stadium of the mind, a self-replicating metal to pin upon the liquidators who get the medals from the state and a quart of vodka to kill every living animal. Trees scarred too, but quiet as a meltdown. Ancient bones of scorpion bombs, of genetic, 3 million freed in the genetic jails of fear. Prisons of consciousness collides with a larger culture then. Civilization smashed like the particle accelerator. Virtual mutant gene pools rising like tsunami hand around the planet breaks its beads. Tear down Kentucky mountains and fill the seas with garbage. Real basic, real fast. Fate of the species. Recreating ourselves. Techno robots with our hands. No fear of death comes with a price. No war, no savior. Acuras and Cadillacs got gasoline. Spent radon forever. Petrified creature museums. Back to die of shock when the daylight breaks the hourglass. Drowns dream of nuclear fires on wretched soil. Already mystery of different people's diseases who know how to live in terror as a natural habitat. Planet plugged with scraps of clothing, bones, concrete books, newspapers, stolen skates, dying birds, and the streets change without notice. Into the black sky, nuke drug stores, prescriptions, cure. Mountains of poison top to bury the earth into the earth, and stream under the stream, and the ocean bury it in the ocean. From pulsar stars and edge of time, coal fire bigger than the mountains of eternity. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Fukushima, and Chernobyl. The event of the unknown psyche. The faded dolls of catastrophe, wearing the bling of perpetual self. Brings body and soul in the right time and space. Sappho's distant cry when her bird died is heard. The island child continues in toil and hunger for life. Egyptian blood spills into the sand of thousands of years. Geiger chatter replacing chants and songs of revolutions. Carbon and crystal separate at undecipherable boundaries of the dream alone in flight, fascinated and frightened like shy animals that escaped the sail to the devil, living for hundreds of thousands of years under this sarcophagus like silent waters of the Hudson. We breathe silent radioactive dust or PCPs, urged to purge and puke through trash of cancer cells. Last change of clothing for the senators of gluttony gaze to rape classmates they sat next to in school and gnarl and rasp and grate and scratch rotten skin doomed like innocent creatures in feedlots of television's empty insane tube where lost computer chips explode into cosmic dust forever. Detected cells in blood of hard mud pies, lungs and liver pouring from the mouths of blind throne empires. Last lamp shining like the moonlight over the radiant seal's back. Mr. Nuke, Dr. Devil, Mephistopheles, Christ Almighty, Messrs. Spit of the radioactive coffins in the isotope Russian, Japan, and half-life America in the material toxin pile, beyond the federal zone and nuclear wash hanging forever clothesline of plutonium, panties from eternity's wash, tone lace of consciousness captured in a crystal lattice, animals dying from lack of love and care. They are hungry and sick with radiation. Liquidators shoot them like collateral bodies under the breath of silent clicks of radioactive dust that form the brains of battlefields forever war. Under the gods who comfort devil's wealth can hold out for the last person but try to escape. Like the poached elephant dead, only predator man. His baby won't leave but dies of love, trauma, unseen, deplete, number. The devil's burying place in Africa, unheard. Beyond Japan, beyond San Andreas, the Hudson, the great Missouri, the lesson of Russia. Wars were nothing, and now the real terror begins in racial
senescence of each breath and memory of the apocalypse arriving in increments. Look around you.
So realize you run, getting nowhere fast. So realize you run, getting nowhere fast. So be careful, 'cause we're decoding lies. So be careful, 'cause we're decoding lies. The new design to embrace an easy house. A daily guard to invite them for a like. But watching you, I've almost had to sleep. Watching you, I've almost had to sleep.
sacrifice is a small price to pay, just to feel right in our gut. It just costs money to keep alive anyway. I broke the stiffle, but I said, look, come on, brother, let's feel it again. We talk to dogs, he's nobody's friend. Just one more drink and then we begin. The stomp and shout and baby, kill him again. My brother said, why do you refuse yourself? Why do you become less than you are? I said, sometimes I want to be a cinder. That's the way I can touch the sky. Come on, brother, let's kill him again. You eyes don't ask us just where we've been. If my son's got him, they can then be men. Come on, my children, let's kill him again.
Pedro Show. Started the third hour off with Road Song, Psychic Temple number 3. We've already talked a little about this, but this sessions were put together in the middle of a tour you were doing back east.
Yeah. Yeah.
Southeast. And yeah, Jay does tours like that. Like, he likes this lady Yama, so he'll put his tour around where she's going to do her little talks and things. And smart.
Yeah, it's like, man, I don't...
I've recorded some things like that where I put the recording session in the middle of the tour.
Yeah, it's fun.
Then we had Charles Plymell doing his poem Planet Chernobyl live a couple days ago, upstate New York. Dagger Moth out of Italy with Grow a Shell. Lester Bangs and Delinquents, Kill Him Again. 33 years old. This is a guy who was editor for Cream Magazine.
Right.
Port Magazine in the 70s. Before me, D. Boone knew about fanzines, or even was there any?
Yeah.
That's how we knew about it. And one of the writers and a buddy of his, Richard Meltzer, just survived open heart surgery.
I saw that.
Two valves replaced. Raymond had that in the 90s. And yeah, 6 weeks in the hospital. He said it felt like a ton of weight on his shoulders and top of his head. He says he wants to just get well enough now to be able to stare and do nothing but stare and look at lines on the bulkhead. So, I love you, Richard Meltzer. A layman with Light of Fire, a Tollum with the World for What It Is, and finally, brand new album, Toys to Kill. They're on tour right now, Todd G. Recess Records, with The Constant Belly Up.
Belly Up People is like not a good state to be found in. Floater. the floater. You know, this last song we're going to play by you guys, You Ain't a Star.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's a tune about my ex-wife, man. But, it, you know, like, that was...
Is it a response to some criticism?
Yeah, just like... It's funny, man. That was...
It's a quote.
Right. That's right.
Now, what about lyrics?
Yeah.
Is it Tabor again?
No, I did them on this one. Yeah. This one and Road Song, you know. Cause, like, Road Song is about was about, like, me being having to be on tour and being away from the family. And a tune like You Ain't a Star is this kind of... It's probably the most like rock and roll song I've ever written, and when I wrote it, I was like, "Oh, Watts."
What makes it rock and roll?
I don't know. I feel like maybe just like that kind of quarter note pulse through it, you know, that chug.
Drive.
But that was the inspiration. But it also kind of turned into a thing where it was like, I don't know, you know, like some of those great Dylan tunes. Like I love those like accusatory songs. Like it's like speaking.
Idiot Wind.
Exactly.
Positively Four Street.
Exactly. I love that shit, you know? It's like...
Like a Rolling Stone.
Right, yeah. It's like...
I read this book on this guy, Kerry Thornley.
Yeah.
This guy actually served in the Marines with Lee Harvey Oswald a little bit. But he ends up... he's part of this thing called... There's a book right there, Historia Discordia. Him and a cat named Greg Hill out of Whittier.
Yeah.
Created this thing in the late 50s called the Discordian Movement. And... yeah, so trippy about personalities. Anyway, they ended up moving and living in New Orleans and start putting together this kind of thing called the Principia Discordia through mimeograph. Actually, Charlie Palmel was part of a mimeograph kind of revolution. You would pass things around and people would add to it before internet in the 60s. And where they had their office by Mr. Garrison and the Freak Play for Cuba.
Right, right.
All these weird kind of connections. But there was a lady at some of these, a socialite, something, somebody from Money or something.
Yeah.
Would kind of hang out at these things where there was these the beginnings of the counterculture. And supposedly that Rolling Stone tune's about her.
No shit.
So the theory was brought forth in one of these books.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's called The Prankster in the, I don't know, in the counterculture. This guy, Kerry Thornley, and Greg Hill. Greg Hill ends up working for Bank of America, creates their database for software for controlling the money.
Yeah.
And invents also like solitary for pewters. He's in on that.
Oh, yeah.
And Kerry Thornley's going around the country being this wild guy and stuff and ends up living on the street and... It's amazing how these two guys, friends, who started this thing, actually had tragic ends. Mm. They didn't even make it to 60. And these Discordians, another, probably one of the more famous ones who came later in the 60s was Robert Anton Wilson.
Right, right.
And he wrote about these. He found out about these guys. And right. He was paranoid Thornley was coming after. Is that he actually got, you know, they made pranks on these conspiracies and systemized kind of government and or... whatever religions,
right?
He became a victim of his own paranoia,
right?
And he had to move to Ireland.
Kerry
Thornley was going to come kill him. It's trippy about what do you call Mr. Jung called it? Not the police song, but synchronicity.
Yeah.
Like you buy a theater ticket and the numbers of the date,
right?
Or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
On the thing, but let's listen to "You Ain't a Star."
All right.
Thank you. bit cold.
Art for Pedro show, last music for this edition. You Ain't a Star, Psychic Temple. So what is the bottom line? I mean, if there was a bottom line, not in the form of the way you did it, but in the content.
Yeah.
But it mattered for You Ain't a Star.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was a, you know, part of it was like an indictment against, you know, someone. But there was another thing, too, where it's kind of like, you know how, like, if somebody doesn't believe in you, right, you got to, like, believe in yourself.
Yeah, of course.
And there's this element of, like, I've had for a long time, man. You know, it's like, I didn't really get started with music until I already had, like, a couple kids.
And, yeah.
You know, you got everybody in your family telling you basically, like, oh, like, get a real job. You got to, you know.
In the way,
right? Yeah. And so there is something, like, really gratifying to, like, write a tune like that that's sort of, like, tackles that subject, but it can be both about someone and then a kind of like a rumination on what people might be telling me also, sure. You know.
But also, I think it's important that you got your say.
Right.
Right. You're not just passive.
Right.
Punching sack.
Yeah.
We had a Wovette after that with Coin to Protect Them. Very Be Careful with La Furgoneta. They got a new album coming. I saw Arturo at my gig last week. Gray Sedan, Kim Gordon version, Wild Style Lion. That's Philly out of Berlin. I love the name of this band. King Alfred, Man of Leisure. You know it's from England.
That's great.
Or Anglophile. No, it's from England. I think, in fact, from Brighton. And Hate Mail.
Yeah.
And then finally, Just Faith, lady out of Pedro. I got to share the stage with her. Pop gave me the music. Finally got to play the band shell at Point Furman after 49
oh,
years.
Oh, yeah.
And Name Tags, which is, in parentheses, anti-bullying. I'm glad that the young people are addressing that.
Yeah, that's great.
But I think less than younger people have to address that, too, especially with current climate. You got a tour coming.
Yeah. We leave Psychic Temple for shows in Phoenix on August 8th.
How many gigs?
I want to say 16, 17. We'll be out for about 3 weeks.
Okay.
And doing like the South and the Midwest and then heading back home.
Okay, so how east do you get?
I think we're going to like Nashville, okay. You know, like Kentucky.
Like middle of the country.
You know, yeah.
We're kind of, it's a big loop.
That's right, yeah.
And you're starting in the South and you come up around.
That's right, yep. Going up through the center. And
you don't want to do the zigzags.
I'm trying not to. I don't have much time, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And also, it's just to backtrack is so lame, especially if you've got a big land like
that. Exactly, right.
And who's the crew?
So it's me, a guy named Eamon Fogarty, who's coming in from New York. No,
okay.
No. That'd be cool, though, right?
Well, that's why we're flannels.
Right. And then another cat named Jay Hammond, both guys from New York, from the East Coast, that are coming in. They're going to be doing some of their own tunes on a couple of shows and then backing me up.
So, it's multiple acts on the bill.
Yep.
Okay.
That's right.
It's a show.
I'm trying to
show.
Right?
It's not just an act.
Yeah.
It's a show. So they go play their stuff, they join with you, and you do the Psychic Temple.
That's right.
So it's a trio.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
So you had to go kind of redo this stuff.
Yeah. I'm only taking my acoustic guitar.
Wow.
That's it.
Okay.
I don't even have a pickup for it. I'm just going to say, put a mic on it, you know?
Okay. A lot of more space in the van. Are you using a van?
Nope. I'm taking a Scion.
Scion. A little square guy.
Yeah.
You can fit a lot of shit in them.
Yeah. Well, just three dudes and some clothes and, you know, and a couple guitars.
Chris, people want to find info on you, like these tour stuff.
Yeah.
Where do they look on the internet?
Psychictemple.org.
Spell it.
P-S-Y-C-H-I-C. temple.org.
Yeah, because our friends who don't speak English, we have words that have letters you don't pronounce.
That's right.
Spanish, I guess, with the H.
Right.
They don't pronounce that. But we have a lot of them. Those P's.
Yeah. Psychic Temple. Yeah.
K's.
Right.
Night. Night. Actually, it's kind of good, so you know which night it is. So, is it going to be mainly Psychic 3? Material.
3, 4, yeah.
I'm gonna do
some new stuff nobody's heard.
Yeah, well, I ain't heard either, so I'm gonna play on the show.
Yeah.
I still got a couple tunes to play from the album in the next couple weeks, but I gotta get them out of the way because when's it gonna be released, Psychic Temple 4?
Probably early, middle of next year. Yeah. So maybe like April.
So it's 2017.
Okay. Yeah.
So you still got time, people, to absorb number 3. And also, music for Airport cover.
Right.
Mr. Eno's work. And then
kind of a inspired piece, music for buses.
Yeah, music for bus stops.
Bus stops.
Yep.
That it was a Psychic Temple?
Yep. Taylor and I wrote that one together.
Yeah, but the Monkey Ear is Psychic Temple still.
Okay. Yep, that's right.
Thanks so much for having me aboard on that.
Thank you.
And good luck on the road. Safe seas. People, it's been the August 4th, 2016 edition of WAP People Show. Special guest, Chris Schlarb. Keep your powder dry.